Spring bird migration is in full swing in the Northwest. You may have seen robins yanking up worms or awoken maybe to a chorus of returning songbirds. Unfortunately, there's another sound you might also hear, the thud of a bird against your window. KUOW's Sarah Waller explores what some Seattle residents are doing with those avian casualties.
I'm standing in Martin Muller's kitchen in Ballard. I'm here because of his freezer. Or more specifically, because of what's in his freezer.
Usually they're in the freezer down in the basement, and not next to the potato patties and the blueberries. My wife would have a cow if she saw that they're right on top of her blueberries. But you know, they're frozen solid and in their individually sealed bags.
Muller pulls out a Ziploc bag near a pint of frozen yogurt.
Here's the robin. This one actually hit the window right through a screen. And we got the dark-eyed junco. And then we have the hummingbird duo, and one more immature white-crowned sparrow.
Muller is an avid birder by hobby. By profession, he specializes in restoring old wood-framed windows. An interesting combo, since window strikes account for most of the birds that pass through his freezer.
I guess I just try to make the best of a bad situation. At least take them to the Berk.
He's talking about the Berk Museum of Natural History and Culture in Seattle. Muller has been donating dead birds here for about 20 years. He packs these birds into a cooler with some ice packs.
So I don't thaw them out completely before we get to the Berk.
Muller holds a special license for handling and transporting these birds.
Because it's a shame the bird is dead, but if we take them to a museum, then at least they're not a waste. You never know what it's going to be good for.
Muller grabs his keys, picks up the cooler, and carries it to the car. 15 minutes later, he's at the Berk.
Hey, good to see you.
Likewise. What did you bring today?
Lots
of stuff.
Rob Fawcett is the collection manager of the Berk Ornithology Department. He carries Martin's birds inside a walk-in freezer.
Just push hard. Yeah.
From here, these birds will be prepared into something called study skins. They're cut open and flipped inside out. The skeleton is removed and soft tissue scraped out. One wing is clipped off and pinned open. Then the bird's flipped right side out again and stuffed with cotton and a wooden stick. Each specimen gets its own catalog number, just like a book in a library. Fawcett says these numbers help the Berk keep track of its collection.
There isn't very much difference between us loaning data-rich specimens to scientists versus a librarian letting someone check a book out of a library.
It's like a library, but at the Berk, the acquisition process is much more complicated. Pull open the drawers here, and you'll find the bodies of penguins, flamingos, and hummingbirds as small as bumblebees. They're all stored inside towering white lockers. It's one of the largest and most heavily used ornithological research collections in the world, especially the tissue and spread wing collections.
Which makes it a very important resource for people studying molt and featherwear, and really a unique resource in the world for artists who are interested in looking at plumage patterns of spread wings.
There are about 100,000 birds here. Some are old, like some eggs that were collected more than 200 years ago. Fawcett takes me to see the oldest bird skin in the collection.
We'll just walk down the hall here.
He pulls out a large drawer full of white and gray birds.
Look at that. There it is.
We're looking at a sanderling, a seabird that was collected on the Washington coast in 1827. It's one of the specimens that makes this place a virtual time machine for scientists delving into the history of Washington's birds. But it's not just old birds. The museum also adds 2,000 to 4,000 new birds to its collection each year. About 500 of those come from regular citizens like Muller. Another 1,500 come from farther afield, like the thousands of oily seabirds that poured in after the Exxon Valdez spill, or a shipment of birds from New Zealand that had been killed by long-line fishing vessels. Fawcett picked them up at the airport in his truck.
There were so many birds that we couldn't fit them all in the walk-in freezer at the Berk, and so we found a frozen seafood distributor who was willing to let us store them segregated from the food, obviously, in their warehouse until we could figure out how to get them prepared.
But the Berk only gets about half of the birds researchers need through this kind of salvage. The other half, about 1,000 to 2,000, are acquired a different way. It's the same method John James Audubon used to get birds to sit still for his famous paintings.
You go out with a shotgun
and you use it. It's called active collecting. Fawcett says it's been incredibly valuable to the fields of science and conservation.
National parks have been established as a result of the fact that we collected the bird. There's simply no comparison between the power of having a specimen in your hand or archived in a museum and any other sort of record. The very simple fact that actual specimens can be used for things we've not dreamt of right now in the future, to me, makes it well worth collecting them.
So if a bird hits your window this spring, you can call the Burke Museum to learn more about the donation process. We have information posted at kuow.org, along with photos, including a drawer full of flamingos. I'm Sarah Waller, KUOW News.